In our previous year, we began a discussion of how important it is, how important the mitzvah of making kiddush over wine is, to the degree that the Mefarish and the Meiri say that even though, as we learn in our Masechta quite extensively, a nazir is prohibited from all grape products, according to the Mefarish and Meiri, wine for kiddush, the nazir will be allowed to drink. So we see that making kiddush over wine is so very important. We'll spend Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach some time discussing what is the right wine one should use for making kiddush. The Paiskim say that mitzvah min hamufcha, the proper way of doing mitzvah, is to use real wine that is not mevushel. However, if one finds it difficult to drink wine, then he will be allowed to make kiddush over grape juice. And we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem what type of grape juice we mean. The Gemara Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Beis Sif Beis, Paskins Mekachim Alayayim Megitoy, Soichet Odom Eshkol Anovim, a person could just squeeze out a bunch of grape, Umekadosh Lov, and make Kiddush. However, so from there it seems, the Lechat Chila, one doesn't have to use wine. He could just squeeze out grapes and make kiddush. And that's certainly not wine. It's only grape juice. It hasn't fermented at all. The Magen Avraham, however, in Siman Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Katan Gimel, says mitzvah b'yayin yoshin. And so too says the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Sif Vav. And the Prima Gadim explains what is the definition of yayin yoshin? Wine that's at least 40 days old. The Mefarshim explain why indeed does the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, other Paiskim tell us to use real wine? Because wine is soyed, it satiates. Wine is mesameich, it makes people happy. And when one is making kiddush, he's declaring his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and that should be done in the most appropriate fashion. The Paiskim go on to explain, as we know, Ein Oimrim Shira Ela Layayin, and that the kiddush we make Friday night is a shira, a song of being Meshameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, as we said, many Paiskim hold that L'chatchila one should use wine. The question comes up. Let's say somebody doesn't enjoy drinking wine. Perhaps, even though, as we just explained, all of the virtues of drinking wine and making of wine, there's a concept of Oinig Shabbos. Shabbos was supposed to be in a status of Oinig and not Tsar. And if the person has Tsar from drinking wine, where's your Oinig Shabbos? And therefore, I saw from the Debrit Sina Rav, in Shalos Tshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelek Vav Simen Nun Gimel, the one who doesn't enjoy drinking wine, or wine is detrimental to him, he could make kiddush on grape juice. Actually, the halacha is that if somebody doesn't like any grape products, he could make kiddush on challah. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalid brings a machloikis if one can make kiddush on white wine, because the Ramban says the wine has to be red, as the pasuk says, "Al tiro yayin ki is adam." Shulchan Aruch says our minig is that we make kiddush on it, but the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yud says, "Mitzvah lachsa acha." Yayin Edoim, there's a mitzvah to try to get red wine. The Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees in Siman Tov Ayin Bei Sifkat Nechavov, and he says, aside from Pesach, one doesn't have to look for red wine if it isn't better than white wine. So if somebody's making kiddush on grape juice, what is the best grape juice to use? So many poskim hold that there are really two types of grape juice. There are grape juice that is called must. All that is that one squeezes grapes. If one, and you'll get juice, and you don't let that juice ferment, and that's why it's still grape juice. And then you have the grape juice that you normally purchase in the store, which can't ferment for one of two reasons. Typically, the reason the grape juice can't ferment is because the grape juice is pasteurized, and the pasteurization kill the bacteria that prevents further fermentation. Another way of preventing fermentation is by putting in different chemicals that again prevent fermentation. So the Paiskim suggest that this is, again, in the Shalos Tshuvos Ber Moshe that we quoted earlier in Chel Gvav Simen and Gimel, and so too in the Shalos Tshuvos Tshuvos Van Hoggis, Chelik Beis Simen Reish Mem Gimel, that if one has the ability to make Kiddush over grape juice that is must, it's preferable. Because as we explained a moment ago, must can become wine. Regular grape juice that one purchases in the store can't become wine and therefore is not as preferable. However, there are poskim that hold on that one could equally use grape juice that can't ferment. So seems to be the opinion of the Michas Yitzchak and Chelik Ches Simen Yudalid, the Shailos Hatshuvos Michas Shloima, Chelik Aleph Simen Dalid, Shailos Hatshuvos Shevet Halevi, Chelik Tes Simen Nun Ches, and they all say a very interesting svara. They say that even though by the time we purchase the grape juice, it's unable to become wine, but when they first squeeze the grape juice, that grape juice could have been turned into wine before they pasteurized it or put in whatever chemical that prevents it from being able to ferment. And the fact that it had that category, even for a brief period of time, is enough that it should be considered in the category of Seicher Adam Eshkel Anovim, and you can make Kiddush on it. Certainly, the Poskim say that if you're going to use wine, which we just explained is preferable, there are wines that have a very low alcohol level. What they do is they prevent the fermentation from going on longer. Because the longer you let the grape juice ferment, the higher alcohol content it will get. Here they stop the fermentation fairly quickly, and therefore it has a very low alcohol content. And the question is, may such wine be used? So one raya that the place can bring that such wine is fine is because the Gemara Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, says Yain Halistin Lo Yivienu Lachet Lenusachim Al Gabim Mizbeach Vim Hevi Kosher. And the Rashbam explains what is Yain Halistin. Yain Cholosh Ma'od. So we see that if it's Cholosh Ma'od, it's still considered kosher for Nesachim, albeit b'diavad. The Gemara over there says that any wine that's kosher for Nesachim, even if it's only kosher for Nesachim b'diavad, it can be used l'chatchila for Kiddush. Furthermore, and I think I said this in a previous year as well, the highest alcohol content you could have in wine is 15%. That was the highest alcohol content. The Gemara many times says that what was the ratio of dilution of meziga, shalosh to one, 3 to 1. So now let's think about it. If the wine doesn't ever get higher than 15% alcohol, and in the times of Chazal, they diluted the wine in a ratio of 3 to 1. That means the wine was never more than 4 or 5%. So see, even in the time of Chazal, wine was with a low alcohol content was considered wine. Wine that with a low alcohol content is considered wine. And I saw actually that the Shal Sechuvas Mekantish Yisroel says even a bigger chiddush. He says, we don't know for sure that all the wine in time of Chazal was 15%. We know that the highest alcohol content wine can have is 15%. There are wines that never get that high, even if you let it ferment for a long time. Certainly they had those types of wines in the time of Chazal. And certainly those wines that don't even reach that high level were also diluted at the 3 to 1 ratio. So we see that in time of Chazal, there was very low level alcohol, low alcohol content wine, and it was still used. What about if somebody has wine and he wants to dilute it with water? This question comes up particularly for individuals who are diabetic and can't have too much wine. So some poskim say as long as we have roiv wine, as long as we have 51% wine, it's fine. Some are machmer that we should have 2/3 wine, not more than 1/3 water. Another eitzah that many poskim suggest is that they should mix, if you don't want to drink only wine, you should mix wine and grape juice. And therefore, you'll have all the proper ingredients.